Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What it is, welcome to The Wise Men. Joining me this week is two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, my cousin Trevor Murdoch, the always annoying and up to something, Aaron Haddad, a.k.a. Sandow Idol and all his other aliases, and my former tag team partner.
Adjectives are terrible.
Former tag team partner, if I can't be interrupted. You will know him as Ego. We like to call him, R. Rilla and Rob.
How's it going?
Oh, hey, you know what, fellas?
He talked over that whole thing.
Of course he did, Rob, and I apologize.
I had a coming fit. I'm sorry.
You deserve more, Rob. You deserve more, Rob.
Yeah, and speaking of more, I'm going to give you guys that time because I got to do that interview for the Annie Fry Show for the match. So you guys go ahead, and I'll be on in a minute.
Awesome.
Well, how wonderful. How wonderful of our fearless leader to abandon us right as the Voyage is getting ready to kick off.
I love it. We do whatever we want. We got Fox News, boys. We're in control.
This is dangerous.
The inmates are running the asylum, gentlemen. The inmates are running the asylum.
On Fox News Radio. Here we go. But anyways, with Tyrus saying how he had to leave and kind of go promote the match. Like, how are you doing, Trev? I haven't talked to you this week, really. But again, I apologize for last week. And we're cool and everything. But how are you doing? How's your head? How's your cardio? What's up?
No, everything's good, guys. On a shoot, Tyrus is a big guy. And so I've been hitting the gym as hard as I possibly can. I've been going back to a little bit of the old school Japanese training where I'm not doing the 500 squats, but I am banging out 200 a day after I'm on the elliptical and stuff for 30 and 40 minutes. So I'm trying to go back to that old school stuff, man, because that's the only thing that seems to work. And as you guys know, mentally, that's the sometimes you got to get into a mode of kill or be killed. You know what I mean? And you got to do whatever you can to be prepared. And that's where I'm at now. I'm in that Japanese mode of going over there, knowing that when you're in Japan, you got to step up your game because those guys are going to knock the piss out of you.
I've been watching Tyrus's TikToks, and not only has he been lifting heavy weights, but I see him doing a lot of cardio, a lot of battle ropes, a lot of pulling the ropes and things like that. Because
the same video he plays over and over again. I'm just saying.
I think that he understands that that cardio might be his biggest weakness. So if you can outlast him with your wind, you might have the edge on him, Trevor. That's what I'm just saying.
Well, and that's obviously something that's in the back of my mind. I knew Tyrus going into this would be given 100%, Rob. Like, I knew he'd be going all in. Because he wants this bad too. You know what I mean? Yeah. We've all discussed this before. Any one of you guys, God love you. We all were friends. We've hung out with our families. You'd all take a shot. And I mean, if you're not world champion, if you don't have the grandest prize in the business and people aren't going after you, what are you really in it for? You know what I mean? So I respect what Tyrus is doing and the work he's putting in.
You know what I find interesting is that, if we really think about it, how long has Tyrus's matches been in the NWA? Has he had over an 8-minute match? I know you've gone to war. So does he have it in him to outlast you in a longer style match? Because I don't see you going down in 4 minutes. So what do you think about that, Aaron? Do you think Tyrus is at a disadvantage because he's not doing the championship rounds? He's in and out.
Yeah, it's pros and cons, right? Aside from being the rudest host in the history of radio, I'm on you.
Yep.
He is as rude as he is a host.
Oh my goodness.
10 times more an explosive athlete. And like, what, his football background, and like what people don't understand, and everyone when they meet him, like how big he actually is. And for him to just kind of like, when he grabs you and throws you, like, you have no choice. Like, if he wants to throw you, you're going in the air. If he hits you, you know, you're going to feel it, right? I mean, and we've known that. He has the degree of body control and everything. I think he is pretty much an expert at using what he has to his advantage while working on his weaknesses, you know, and that's scary. But at the same time, Trevor, you know, I've nailed Trevor pretty hard. And I tell you, like, that he's a different level of toughness. So that's, again, it's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, I think I just can't say. I mean, I know we've been trying to extract some kind of an answer from me, but I am still in debate. And I'm very, very honest about that. Like, this could go either way. And I'll actually be watching the match this time as opposed to
Interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this goes because with Tyrus, I can't honestly say I'm not going to sit here and bullshit. Like I don't know if I'm going in there for the win. And you guys have been in the ring with guys that you felt confident, like I can pull this W off. You know, I'm not going to sit here and bullshit anybody and say like, there's a little bit in the back of my head that I don't walk out of there with that gold. And that's going to be that's going to be embarrassing for me because I just got it back. What I mean?
I want to ask you this, Trevor. Last time that we spoke, you said that if you did lose, you were going to take some time off. It would wreck you. Now that you had some nights of sleep on that, do you still feel that same way?
I think fellas, again, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, we all want to be that guy, and I'm that guy right now. I won't take any of it lightly. Even if I win, I won't even take that lightly because I know what I've just had to do to family and what, you know what I mean? The war that's going to take place. Some, you guys know that you've had matches and you sit back and you realize like, wow, I went out of control in that match. Like,
you know, you got to be sore that night. You know, you're going to go to bed sore that night. Yeah.
And to do it to one of your lifelong friends is even harder at times, but that's the risk that we all put ourselves in, right? Like, this is, we all knew we could put ourselves in this situation. Aaron and I, you've been in that situation. Yep. Eagle, you and I haven't had a chance to lock horns, but hopefully if we can get you to the NWA, we can get an opportunity with you.
It'd be amazing. Be good to see you. But no, Trevor, you know what? And it's funny because right now, like, and I can tell how focused you are. And look, I know he's not here, but he'll come on and I'm sure we'll inform him. Let's be honest. Since the book deal, Tyrus has been a little too big for his britches.
That's a good point.
Well, he's got that, when he sits down in the locker room, you know what I mean? He's got the little extra swagger. He speaks a little louder. You know what I mean? Am I the only one noticing this? I think we can all agree.
There is a famous saying with fighters is that it's hard to wake up at 5 a.m. when you're wearing silk pajamas. And after that book deal, I guarantee you he's wearing silk pajamas. So does he have that drive, or is the success outside the ring kind of making him naive to the fact that he needs to work harder? Like, think about Rocky.
He became
successful, and then he didn't take it serious, and then he got his ass whooped. Oh no.
He is the beginning of Rocky III without actually winning the title. He's living the life already, hasn't even won the title. And that's I tell you what, Trevor's looking more and more like Mr. T every day. When he comes back, we're going to say, we know what to equate this to. This is going to be Mr. T in Balboa, and he's going to think. He's going to think if it's like, oh, yeah, the war. We're going to like, no, before, when Balboa, you know, thought he was cool and didn't need that with the whole silk pajamas thing, and the difference is you haven't won the title yet.
I know, gentlemen, like, if we had the number one selling book, in the country, we might be a little bit more cocky or a little bit more, might have a little bit more giddy up in your step too. And I can't take any of that away from him, but we talked about this in previous podcasts where I brought up the fact where he's got a lot going. And yeah. He has just like right now, we're waiting for him to do the Andy Frey show, which is great. Like we're all brothers and we're very supportive.
Oh, yeah.
But when he wakes up in the morning, he's a super over right now. So he has an agenda of stuff that he has to think about. Guys, I don't want to get any heat for this, but as you know, guys, I wake up in the morning, I think about what I'm going to do to Tyrus. I've been going to the gym and doing things that I haven't done in years in pain, thinking about what I'm going to do to Tyrus.
Rocky and Rocky IV.
And when Tyrus wakes up, he's thinking about doing the Annie Frey show. He's thinking about what he has to do on Gutfeld. He's thinking about what guests he needs for the podcast. Listen, he's got a lot of things going on in that head, and you got one thing that makes you dangerous.
If Tyrus was to lose, follow me on this, we would have to go to a video platform because there would be one hell of a montage that we could make up with him driving in his truck all mad. Showing
flashbacks. Oh, no, come on now. We're not. Listen, fellas. No, okay. Hold on, man. Like, this isn't personal. This is business. So, I mean, I'm like, I don't want to bury the guy. I mean, we all love him, and I don't want to, you know, it's going to be.
But you did agree. I mean, that's.
No, you're fine, man. It's just, you know. Him losing that night's going to be bad enough. I am not going to want to be to continue to like drive the nail in the coffin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, guys, this is a tough situation because we're all friends. But I also know what I got to do to beat him. And I'm going to do that. Like you guys all know there's that mode, right? Like we step in.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as you hear your music hit, like we step into that cocooned attitude and I'm going to hurt him. And I just hope he, at the end of it, I hope he realizes it was business, not personal.
And I'm sure he will. Yeah, I'm sure he will. But no, you know, I call that mode. I'm about to forget where I am and have a good time. You know what I mean? Like that's the only way I can describe kind of the state of mind, right? When you go there, which is it's amazing. And then, you know, take the athletes that both of you are, and it's going to be something. And you know what? Again, like it's going to leave a toll on everybody. No one's talking about the emotional effect that this is going to have on me because I don't know who I'm going to eat dinner with then because I don't think you and him will be sitting down. I don't know how I'm going to be torn. You know, Robert, we may have to fly you in just to kind of, you know, I'm torn. But really, the story should be about me. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. No, but this is going to be one. I mean, there's a lot of emotion going into this. And that's what kind of separates, I think, the NWA as far as the other wrestling organizations to where people are raving about the match that Jericho and Moxley had. And it was an amazing match, right? It's crazy. But the thing was, they're two awesome pros that told a story, right? And that's kind of like what the magic of NWA is to where like, we do this all along. Like, this is what we're based on. This is what we kind of, you know what I mean? Like, this is our MO, so to speak.
So have you guys been checking out the rest of the 74 card at all? Have you seen the updates on everything that's going on?
I have seen a few of the matches. Like, of course we're having, you know, we're going to be crowning U.S. Tag Team Champions, if I'm correct, right?
U.S. Tag Team Champions, and then MLW is now working with the NWA, and there is a national open weight championship match between Davey Richards and the Thrill Billy Silas. So that just got announced. We have the Burke Invitational, which I am super interested in seeing how that goes because the last time we were at 74, last time we were at the Chase, we had the all-women show, and they killed
the Empower show. Yeah, they did great.
Yes.
They They killed it. And they have the Burke Invitational. The winner gets an NWA Women's Championship title shot on night two, Trevor's night two. And yep. then hey. we have the 10 team battle royal for the United States Tag Team Championships. I think 74 night one and two is going to be amazing. And when we get to night two, that Sunday with Trevor and Tyrus, the women's title match, all that stuff going on, this is probably going to be one of the best two nights St. Louis has ever seen.
I totally agree. And what I did a podcast day before yesterday talking about pro wrestling and the world of pro wrestling. I think what's cool about NWA is we're different from everybody else. And when you watch our wrestling, when you watch our shows, you can still love what we do, but love what AEW does and love what WWE does and love it all. We're all just trying to find our little, what was that Trivia Pursuit game where they had the portions that you had to gain in the game? Like, we just want to cut our little portion of the pie out of the pro wrestling world and let everybody enjoy what we do. And that's grown-ass men beating the out of each other.
Hey, not that I want to say that you're going to look past Tyrus, but you are very confident that you are going to beat him, our host that's not here.
Yes.
And I'm also looking over here, and it says, the man that beat you, that left you bloody in Oak Grove, Kentucky, Matt Cardona, he returns to in-ring action. If he is 100% and he gets going back in the NWA, is he next in line? Because he gave up the title. What is your thought?
Yeah, no, I'm raising my hand giddily as a schoolgirl in the classroom. Yes, yes, yes. Because if I don't fight Matt and I don't win, there's always going to be that little asterisk next to my name. So I am the first guy to say yes. If Matt's healthy and ready to go, you want a shot, come get it, big boy. Because am I really world champion if I don't get that win back? And you know what I mean, guys? When I look in the mirror, when I ask myself, Trevor, at the end of the day, when I can't wrestle no more, when I say, oh, Trevor, you know, world champion, was I really world champion? Because I never got to have that match with Matt Cardona. So I'm almost, to a certain extent, asking Matt to come. You know what I mean? I want that match. Like, if Matt, if you hear this and I survive, which I will with Tyrus, I will make it past Tyrus. Please, please come visit me. Call me. At the very least, though, come to me face to face. Don't be a like you did before and send Mike Knox to hit me from behind and then come in and try to embarrass me.
Sure.
Come face to face and let's handle this like me.
We'll be back with much more after this.
Now, if I could get real with you for a second. Now, listen, when I turned 40, I started to notice a little decline in my aggressiveness in the gym, and I started to feel the effects of aging and feeling a little inadequate. So Nugenix came along and gave me a free bottle, and I tried it, and I noticed results immediately. I just felt stronger, more confident. You started seeing results back in the gym. You got to try that Nugenix Total T. I swear by it. It is phenomenal. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesnor will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus, and that's TYRUS. Now get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Tyrus. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
All right, what it is, fellas, I'm back.
Oh, here he is.
Okay.
Hey,
here
what's happening,
he
bro?
Is. Tell him.
Wait, what's going on? First of all,
how'd the interview go, Paris?
Oh, it was phenomenal. Hey, before we get in that, our special guest is ready. Got done doing the Annie Fry thing, so whatever you fellas were talking about, we'll get back to it. But I don't want to waste the time because, you know, we don't get many legends that are willing to come on the show without with like a second notice. And she was able to do that. So Without further ado, we are now joined by NWA superstar Genocide, and I.
Yay!
Hi
guys. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going great. Thanks for coming on today. You're on with, you know, Trevor, our champ, and then of course you know Aaron. I'm sure he hasn't stopped talking the whole time I was
good.
Gone.
How you doing?
And then my former tag partner.
No. We've been having one heck of a conversation.
And you haven't met Rob, who was my ego. He was my tag partner in FCW, and so he's joining the show today. So a lot of stuff's going on in the wrestling world right now, of course. And just announced, you have a big match coming up at the Chase. So I'm assuming you're excited for that.
Definitely excited to compete in the Burke Cup again.
So you have some of the craziest, most intense training sessions I have ever seen. Trevor, have you seen her training sessions?
Oh, she is kicking people's heads off. Then she's shoot wrestling them on the ground, and these are dudes.
Yeah,
like she's throwing them around like rag dolls. So obviously, I agree with it. I love it. I'm like, yeah, kick their ass, girl. You get it. You get yours.
I love training. For those of you who don't know, I have a nice corporate job during the day, so I feel like when I clock out, it's time to whoop some ass for a little bit. And
Do you wear a suit at work? I know this is. Do you wear a suit at work? Like, are you? Is that the corporate job we're talking about?
If I go into the office, yes. But other than that, I work from home, and right now I'm in some yoga pants and quite comfortable.
No, you got that like that Superman feel, like the Clark Kent during the day, the badass superhero at night.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. But there's some times when it's time to clock out, and that's my outlet. So I'm well versed in a lot of different areas, from Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, and catch wrestling. So I dabble in it. Each day is different for me. So it just depends what I'm in the mood for.
Now, where did your love for combat sports come from?
Well, I have three brothers. So I think just growing up in a household, wrestling was a part of our culture and watching. So always have been into combat with the siblings, and then growing up, got into it more and more, and did all sorts of crazy things before wrestling, whether it was roller derby or extreme like mud wars and competing, anything, adrenaline type of action that you can get kind of led me to wrestling.
Now, your father has an athletic background too, correct?
Correct. He played football, and back then what they did for football players is that they made them wrestle in the off season. So that's what he did at Mizzou.
Oh, that's pretty, yeah, man.
At Mizzou, you said?
Yes.
So he's a Missouri boy.
He's a Missouri, well, originally from New York, but yes. Then he went to school.
He's even cooler now.
So one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is the backup plan, you know, because in the sport, wrestling is a sport just like anything else. It can end abruptly. It can be over just like that. You can go from being a face of a television show to out of a job in a matter of literally a flick of the pen or a change in direction. How important it is to you for people to know that not only do you, because it's not like you, this is not a part-time job, like you get to be a wrestler, you got to put in 365 days a year. Like, you got to work. And that's just not shows, training, preparation. How important is to you for people to know not just about your wrestling career, but the fact that you also, if wrestling ended tomorrow, your life would not change?
Yeah, I think it's really important, because I even have friends in the business, and it's like once you get to a certain age and all you know is wrestling and that's all you have, and then it's like, what's next? Like, there's that point of confusion and what to do and how to start over. And I hate seeing some of my friends in that boat, but I did it a little backwards. You know, I did, you know, I had went to school and I had my career first and then backed into wrestling along the way. So I've been doing both my whole time, but it's important to learn something else, because it happens in the ring and you can get hurt at any time and be out on your ass. You need a backup plan. So when students are coming into the dojo now, it's, you know, well, what else are you doing? There's other parts of the wrestling business you could learn, because you have to have the plan B, C, and D, because that's the way it just blows. But yeah, we try to at least educate our students on Like there's stuff in production you can get into, but there needs to be some other field besides just wrestling, because not everyone is going to be a wrestler. You know, sometimes people don't realize how hard it is or how painful. So I'm a big proponent on having some backup plans, because wrestling for some, and a lot of times until you get to the big leagues, are gonna put food on the table.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of times you got to pay to be a wrestler for a long, long time.
Aaron, I feel like there's something you want to say.
No, I'm actually just listening. But since you asked, Mr. Terrace, I was just actually wondering, Jenna, how when you talking about this balance, like what has been the most challenging thing for you to kind of balance both your corporate life and your kind of life outside the office?
I would say I have a hard time more on the personal side of things and making the time for the family and friends while trying to balance both careers. So that's where sometimes, you know, I get, you know, I miss the boat on some family gatherings and some friends having activities, birthday parties. A lot of the times I have put that to the side. I'm focused. I've been focused. And so that part of my work-life balance and both is probably most troubling sometimes, but I'm trying to do a better job with that. But there's one in me and balancing a lot. So I do the best I can. And I hope my family knows that I'm trying.
I keep it a secret from the people I work with that I wrestle. I don't want them to know. I hate talking about it with regular people. Do you do the same, or the people in your office know what you do?
So it's funny. So I used to work at the Home Shopping Network for 11 years. And when I first started wrestling, I worked at HSN, and I kept it a secret because of how corporate they were. However,
yeah. And everyone would be bothering you for the Bethlehem Lights Christmas tree. Let's be honest. It's the greatest Christmas tree ever. Who does not love the Bethlehem Lights? It lasts for about 20 years. The colors stay vibrant. I'm sorry, I'll shut up now.
But yeah, I kept it a secret. But once I got the axe from there, I was upfront, and the company I work for now, let them know what I do. And I wanted to pick a company that could support me and get behind me. And the company I work for now, I've been with them for 4 years. They're well aware. They support me. They've been to shows. They all know about it. They love to ask. And now they're asking me to send new products for Tyrus to try out for me and post on social. So it's kind of working in my favor. But
yeah, I just got the ear thing is phenomenal. I'm going to post that tomorrow. Yeah. Never mind. It's no consequence to you, Aaron. Don't worry about it. You just focus on.
Well, wait a minute. I'm the world heavyweight champion. Why can't I get a call? I'll try out some headphones.
I'll try out some products.
Hey, come on now. Let's be realistic here. I mean, I know I'm not Fox News, you know.
Why do you famous. Say it like that? Oh, no. Why do you have to say it with five N's?
While you were doing the other show.
Hold on, wait. We need to tell Tyrus something. Tyrus, we came to the conclusion on something.
What?
And you could tell us if we're wrong. We equivalent your match with Trevor as Rocky III, where it's hard for you to wake up at 5 a.m. and train in silk pajamas now because you got everything going on.
Silk pajamas.
Silk pajamas.
Okay. Well, first of all,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm the one that pointed that out.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Trevor, this gets me hype.
Listen, Trevor is Mr. T.
Trevor is Mr. T. Okay.
Yep. And he's ready to come knock out the superstar.
Okay.
Somebody's waiting at the pool holding your towel for you as you get out of the pool. Okay, sir.
Well, first of all, I don't have silk pajamas yet because Black Wolf hasn't sent me any yet. Number one. Number two, Aaron, who probably knows me better than anyone, knows that I hate just about everyone and everything. I have never embraced anything, and I'm waiting for someone to sabotage me or stab me in the back at all times.
Of course.
I train with anger. I do things I don't like to do. There's no way in hell that I'll ever be comfortable, because every time I get something, there's always a line long enough to try to take it away from me. Need I remind you that I have baby mamas? Need I remind you that I am working in an industry where everyone is like, where the hell did this guy come from, and why is he here, and why does everybody watch him? Need I remind you?
Oh, Tyrus, that sounds just like me. target on your back. Everybody's standing in line trying to get what
physically.
As a matter of fact, you're first in line, right? Like, you are first in line.
Oh no, it's been a long line. It's been a long line.
So wait a minute.
Tell him, Aaron.
You mean to tell me that you have channeled all that miserableness and that disgust for humanity and for anything that has to do with anything?
Yes, I'm Super Saiyan Tyrus right now. I've turned it all into that. Yeah,
which is why you're all normal. The last couple of years, you've been normal.
Yeah, because I've been biding my time.
You're a functional member of society.
Yeah, I've been biding my time.
Aaron, tell him.
Okay, Trevor, I'm going to say this. I'm still not going to make my prediction.
Oh,
I live alone. I train alone. I'm out here in New York. I get up at the crack of dawn. I'm in the gym. I don't post everything I do because it's nobody's business, the secret stuff I'm doing, but you see I'm in there.
I know about that.
I'm accountable every day. So,
amen on that.
I mean, not all of us have to post our training regimen to let everybody know we're training. We just do
I'm trying to
work.
Help you out.
I mean, no, you don't. Ain't no help needed here, big dog.
Okay,
no
just so you know. You hear me on this phone. You see me cracking jokes. Don't get it twisted.
Well, are you cracking jokes on national TV? That's what you're doing. Like, you don't give me an opportunity to defend myself. Yeah.
He called you ugly.
Listen, man.
3 million people.
Hey, is it my – hold on.
This is way easier than I thought.
You are the two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. It's my fault you can't get your ass on TV? That's on me? That's on me?
Oh, you know what? Man, brought the fire. See? I don't want to do it.
This is not what this is about.
Right.
This is about genocide. And I apologize, Trevor. Yeah. I apologize.
Woo-hoo.
I'm not going there. This is a show where we agreed to be cool. Listen, every day Trevor sends me a picture of himself training, accountability. I send it back, accountability. We live different lifestyles. I have to use my social media for my business and my world. I'm not going to throw shots. I get it. I get it. But my bad. I apologize. Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit.
Yeah. Well, okay. That was big. That was big.
You know what? That was very, very kind of you to apologize to Trevor. Would you like to apologize to me for anything over the years that you've
done? Hold on. What? Trevor.
Trevor got mad. He's not on the line anymore.
He hung up. Oh, no. Trevor hung up.
Did he just?
He hung up.
I didn't see that one coming.
Find you.
Oh, no. Hold on. Listen.
Is he really mad, or do you think like it's got to be?
Hey, you know what? I apologize, but the truth hurts.
All right,
wow.
I'm sure he'll call back.
He don't have to come back. But, you know, he's a guest. He can leave and he can go. The show will go on without him. Clearly, so I mean, he could be there, not be there. All he has to do is show up August 28th. Take this ass whipping, and you know we'll be cool, and he can come back to the podcast. But he want to leave, can't take the heat. It's obviously getting personal for him. I'm not tripping. He's just, you know, if it was any one of you, if it was Aaron, hell, it was genocide, and she was holding the title, it would be the same thing. So I'm no excuses, and I'm posting that stuff so he can see it because he keeps trying to make these little comments, and you guys keep running with it, like, oh, you're so busy, you're so popular.
Oh man!
No, you know what we talked about. As a matter of fact, like, don't paint me in that picture. Do you know the emotional stress I'm going to have? I'm actually going to have to watch this match and who I'm going to eat dinner with after. Because I don't think you guys are going to be. You know, you guys will eventually. You know, it'll squash whatever. But that night, you guys aren't going to want to see each other.
Aaron, I already know who you're going to eat dinner with. Whoever's paying.
The winner.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yes, that's tradition.
Yeah.
That's tradition.
Yeah. Well, first of all, genocide, I apologize for Trevor hanging up.
No worries.
This is what I thought. I thought we were just doing friendly ribs and just making fun of each other and having a good time. I am very shocked that Trevor hung up. It's honestly, it shocks me because I would think better of him. And obviously,
I'm just going to ask, man, because you know I'm going to go back when they edit it and I'm going to listen to it back. What did you guys say to him to get him so pumped up when I got back on? Because he was testy with me as soon as I got back on.
What
we did, we pointed out that, like, okay, you're not, since the book, you know, you've had a little extra pep in your step, you know what I mean? And a little extra, you know, juice in the goose kind of shit. And
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Rich,
sorry,
yeah.
But well, exactly. So there went the Rocky III analogy, but you did successfully dispel that due to your example of like why
I am Clubber Lane every day of my life. every day.
Yes, because I knew it didn't go away. I knew that that's the thing. Like when I, a couple of years, like 2 years went by, and then I saw you and you weren't, you know, angry. And I went, wait a minute, what's going on here? So good. And again, I think Trevor's in trouble. But with Trevor, I pointed out, like, yeah, you know, you maybe look down on the common man a little bit, you know, look down on some of us that don't have a house as big as the Holiday Inn Express.
Listen, I built that house as a tomb to keep everybody out, bruh. I know what I have to do. I know who I am. You know who I am. And Trevor, like I said, man, it's just it is what it is. He's got his own stuff. He wants to be recognized. He wants to be respected. But hey, the Nick ain't my problem. The Cardona is not my problem. I was chilling doing my thing.
We talked about that.
Yeah, you know, I was doing my thing. I've been the number one contender for like a year and a half. And I'm not complaining. I don't play politics. I told Billy, it's whatever. In the meantime, I'm going to make the World Television Championship the most seen championship on the planet. I know that was bugging Trevor. He was wondering why I was getting asked to do things. A perfect example, like Genocide and her company, they asked me to do stuff and he was getting mad about it. But that's not on me. It's not if either you have it or you don't. You know, and I, as far as in the ring goes, this dude is the second coming of Harley Race, no question. But Harley got his ass whipped, too. So, you know, it is what it is.
I think he's got a little bit of I think he has a little bit of Matt Cardona PTSD. We talked a little bit about it. That whole situation, I feel, gets to him. And that was the first time that he really got his ass whooped and he failed. And I don't think he wants it to happen again. Especially
and it was
friend.
A freak thing that happened. He got his head ran in the concrete. He was not out on his feet and still fought for 10 minutes. Didn't know where he was at. You know, and then he got his championship back. Although you know, it's whatever. I'm not tripping.
Well, I just think he had a bad connection, and he'll beep in.
No, it wasn't no bad connection, Aaron. Listen,
he hung up.
Only you. You are the biggest fountain of misinformation on the planet.
I am the eternal optimist.
You are man of the highest order.
And pessimism brings about wrinkles.
And I really hope you run for office, man, because you will get it. You got my vote because you could talk it. You could sell, you know, ketchup popsicles to women with white gloves, bro. You just got it.
I better have the best camera and makeup people on the face of the earth.
And
tell me what to say. I'll do the rest.
Yep. We got you.
I'll send you some products, Aaron, so you can start your pitching.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate that. And actually, what's your take on all this? Because you're kind of, you know, I apologize for this lack of civility, shall we say, on the show. But between Tyrus and Trevor, who do you think for that?
Who do I think is going to win?
Yes.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the show and the ass whoopings.
Diplomat, just like Aaron. Aaron won't make a choice either.
No, I haven't been able to. But I think today I've gotten some more clues. So next week I will give you, if you guys want, I mean, bring the press, whatever. I will give my official pick on Tyrus and Trevor.
Listen, here's my breakdown of it. Last week I was 100% on Tyrus's side. He's my guy. But when we kind of broke it down to when Trevor wakes up, all he has to think about is 74 and Tyrus. That's it. Tyrus, no disrespect, but when you wake up, you're thinking of Annie Frey. You're thinking of Gutfeld. You're thinking of the reptiles in the back of your house. You have a lot going on. Your second, your book sales, things like that. That's where we think Rocky III is coming along. And you might be surprised, my friend. You might be surprised on the anger that he brings from
Rob.
Cardona's loss. You're my guy, but...
Rob, I'm just going to say this, man. Rob. I wake up every morning. I have the luxury to do nothing but thinking about beat up Trevor. You know why? Because I'm rich. Like, I paid. My bills are paid. I got a reptile guy. You're talking about a guy whose only dream was to pay his truck off and have a roof over his head. That was it. And a dog and a couple fish. None of the other stuff matters to me. Like, I have it taken care of. I don't got to get up and check with my wife to see if I can do something today or what are we going to do. I don't have to go check the bank account to make sure the light bill's paid because I paid my dues and I worked my ass off. And now I'm at a point now where I can shut myself off from the world and train.
Yep.
I get up at 7 in the morning. I go to the gym. No one bothers me. I train. Gutfeld, I'll see you when the show starts. I don't do meetings. They have script writers. I don't. Podcast just like this. I call it What Do You Guys Want to Do? These are like these are first world problem jobs where you get paid to talk. Now, if I was working a construction job, if I had a sick child, if I had a lien on me or I had to pay and I was going to figure out how to keep the lights on and stuff like that, those are distractions. But this isn't distractions, Rob. This I don't have distractions.
That's goals. That's goals. I always say, imagine if I could actually wrestle and that was my full-time job, what an even bigger monster I would be. Because you already see what I do, and that's with only the little time I have.
Exactly. And I put everyone, well said, because when Corgan called me and said, you got the shot, I called everybody in my circle and said, I'm cutting myself off. I'll see you guys after the 28th. So I stay in New York. I train in New York. I stay in a hotel by myself. I don't see my friends. I don't go out to dinner.
So you're like,
I cut myself off.
Friends with Apollo.
Because I wouldn't be friends with nobody who whipped my ass.
New York.
The only character that I will identify with in the Rocky saga is Clubber Lane, and that's before he won. Clubber sold out as soon as he got the title. His interviews changed. He was polite. You know what I'm saying? Just like he was the number one contender for the championship of the world, and he said to Rocky's wife, hey, pretty woman, come up to my apartment. This dude was the number one contender for the most prestigious championship in the world. And this motherfucker still lived in an apartment because he was focused. So I stay on the first floor of the Muse Hotel where the music is loud. The AC's off. I can hear the rats getting it on because I refuse. I'm going to be that number one contender in that apartment. And what happened to Rocky? He beat the brakes off his ass. He destroyed him. He was so focused, he killed his damn manager just by looking at him, by saying, you made me wait. So when I – but this match might not go 5 minutes.
We brought that up.
I'm not there to put a hold on. I'm not there for that. Like, listen, I call when I want to get hype. I call Bill Goldberg. I call Godfather. I call Nash to get advice from them. I cannot tell you.
You know what?
How focused I am.
Wow.
So everything you said,
Clubber Lane,
except the air conditioning comment. Everything you said is true, except the air conditioning comment. Because there's no way in the middle of August in New York you're sleeping without air conditioning. I've spent too much time with you on the road to know this. However, I do believe with everything else, or I agree with everything else that you said.
Hey, I brought this up, and give me an honest answer. How many minutes, and again, your power, your strength, your size attributes to this, but since you've been in the NWA, you haven't wrestled championship rounds. You are in and out, and you're quick, and Trevor's been to war, and he has those reps in him. Do you think that's a disadvantage to you?
Oh, 100, it is because, but again, is it my fault it takes him forever to get the job done? Wrestling, you don't have to be an ophthalmologist to be a wrestler. You just have to put motherfuckers out for 3 seconds. So,
you're saying a lot of mother effers. I'm just letting you know.
You know, that's how I get. You know, that's how I am when I get mad. I apologize, Genocide. But here's the thing. But if I'm training, like I have to go 20 minutes. I'm going to be the lightest I've been in my entire career. I'm going to come in about 335 pounds. Now, when I fought Pope, I put weight on because I just leaned on him all day, and he just sped up. He was done. I just kept leaning on him. Well, I'm not leaning on Trevor. Yeah. Trevor's too strong for that. So I'm going to have to be – I'm going to do – he's, like I said, I'm wearing 5-6 shirts when I'm training. I got a trash bag on when I'm training. I eat once a day. I am in a horrible mood all the time. Because I'm going to feel good for about 20 minutes after the match, and then I'll get back to the bull on the 29th. So, bruh, isn't no thing because you ain't made it. If your name's not on that NWA championship list, then what have you really done in NWA? Aaron, you've been tag team champion. You and Kratos. You gave Nick all he could, and he got lucky. Honestly, the only reason why I'm not facing you right now. Was because of a slow count from the ref. Let's be real. Ego, whenever you decide to get back in the game, whenever you decide to get back in the game, Ego, you know what I'm saying? I don't have new friends. I have the same guys I came in when we didn't have nothing. I'm talking to the same two dudes. Arilla and myself literally were getting DQ'd in matches because they didn't want us to even on the shows. So, wow, I mean, yeah. I'm with the same crew. Mm-hmm. I ain't changed. I won't change. It's not possible. I like sitting at the top of the mountain and making all the ones up there uncomfortable. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
So sorry. That's I like Trevor, and I hope we cool afterwards. Because if it was anybody else, I'd be the same way, and I hope he's ready.
I'm hyped. My leg is shaking right now. I am hyped for NWA 74.
There'll be no outside interference, no Jeezy, no nobody. But I'm gonna punch him in the mouth now. Before I was gonna try to be like headlocks and stuff. I'm gonna punch him right in the mouth. You tell him mouth. MOUFF mouth. I'm gonna punch him in the mouth. And for more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. This has been The Wise Men. The next time you hear from me, it's going to be reigning, defending, undisputed, undefeated NWA World Television Champion and NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And my special guest will be former two-time champion Trevor Murdoch. No. Ego and Aaron, can I pencil you guys in for that one?
Yes, sir.
I'm in. Of course, I'll be, yeah.
All right, and Genocide, thank you so much. Please come back.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully, I'll be adding the Burke Invitational win.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Coming up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel bad for them. If any of them are watching your training tapes, I feel bad for them.
I'm not worried about one of them.
No, I don't think you are. Nor should you be. All right, we cool? Calm down now? We good?
We're good.
All right, enough said.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I bet you will. Enough said.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.